Adults who share their beds with a partner have less severe insomnia, less fatigue, and more sleep time. They also report being more satisfied with their lives and relationships, as well as having lower levels of stress, depression, and anxiety. However, when asked the question about sleeping next to a child, the answers were very different.
Okay.
I assume it's their child.
It's not the neighbors.
Because then those answers could be real different.
Yes.
And possibly illegal.
Yes.
Study participants who slept with their child most nights reported more insomnia, more stress, worse mental well-being the day after. For the study, researchers used data from 1,007 working-age adults in Pennsylvania. The investigators found that people who slept with an adult partner fell asleep faster, they stayed asleep longer, they had less risk of sleep apnea. Those who slept in the same bed as their child had higher odds for sleep apnea, more severe insomnia, less control over their sleep. Now, these findings are contrary to those from a lab setting that found people sleeping together had more shallow slumber and that a partner's movements tended to cause an arousal in the brain, and then the other person didn't sleep as well.
I was going to ask if this study included or looked at dogs in bed.
I imagine that's probably similar to the child.
That's what I'm guessing, yeah. Because, you know, it's, you know, my wife is a very light sleeper, which, you know, points to what you just said in regards to the reduced slumber with a partner. But also, the dogs just drive her nuts. It's like there's some nights she just can't take it anymore and says, "You're out of here." Because they lean up against her when it's 90 degrees, and, you know, it's like she had it wasn't that warm last night. We had the fan on in the bedroom because the dog refused to lay someplace besides next to her.
Yeah. And those dogs run your house, man.
I know they do.
They run your house.
I will be the first one to admit you are absolutely right.